Sweden Pavilion. Every day, the people of Berlin relax on the shores of Wannsee and escape the stress of the big city. In fact, Wannsee as a recreational area is not a phenomenon of the modern age. An important step in its development as a popular excursion destination began in the 1860s and 70s with the construction of the Wannsee Railway and the colony Alsen. As Berlin's upper middle classes settled in the new residential area, the demand for upscale restaurants increased. These exclusive restaurants opened, for example, in two exhibition buildings purchased for the World's Fair of 1873 in Vienna. These were the Kaiser Pavilion, which was located directly at Wannsee Railway Station, and the Sweden Pavilion at Am Großen Wannsee 28-30. The original wooden Sweden Pavilion was replaced at the beginning of the 20th century by the architects Witt and Bischoff with a larger building in the English country house style. The restaurant located there quickly established itself as the hotspot of the neighborhood. Local resident Max Liebermann was also a frequent visitor to the first-class restaurant. He even celebrated his 80th birthday and his appointment as an honorary citizen of the city of Berlin there. The popular restaurant overlooking the Wannsee existed until the 1930s. Now, let me tell you a particularly interesting chapter in the history of the Sweden Pavilion. When the Foreign Office set up the building in 1940 as the so-called Radio Engineering Research Facility, no one could have guessed that the Sweden Pavilion would become the facade of Germany's largest and most important radio interception facility. Can you imagine? For only a few years earlier, one had served fine dishes. The National Socialist authorities now hid special antennas that enabled the secret work of the so-called Seehaus Special Services. From 1941 onwards, this service recorded broadcasts in 36 languages and employed around 500 staff members, officers and translators. In the post-war period, a restaurant was located here again for a few years, and in 1956, the Arbeiter Samariter Bund, a charity providing above all ambulance services, set up a nursing home. In 2003 and 2004, the building was renovated and converted into flats. Today, the listed country home directly on Berlin's Wannsee offers approximately 2,965 square meters of living space. Those who rent the renovated flats can enjoy parquet flooring with underfloor heating, large, fully equipped bathrooms and fitted kitchens, as well as terraces, balconies and conservatories, and depending on the flat's orientation, a direct view of the Große Wannsee with its natural shoreline. Not to be missed is the private jetty with 41 boat moorings and an 80-meter-long waterfront. A true dream home that the likes of us can only dream of.